evening, everyone. My name is Robert Broaddus. I'm from Prince George's County. Was raised here, went to the Naval Academy, served 5 years. Been around the world twice, served in the Persian Gulf. When I got out of the Navy, I became very concerned for my country. I saw a government that was not following its charter, the Constitution. And for a while, I was a little disgruntled. I tried to get involved in the process. I tried to write my delegates, no answer. I tried to write my senators. You'd get a form letter back that showed that they never actually read the letter that I wrote. I even wrote the president on occasion. But it didn't matter. It didn't seem like they were listening. It didn't seem like they were actually representing me or the people of Maryland. At the time, I wasn't independent. But like most people of my skin complexion, I have been raised to vote Democrat. And that's a problem for this state, because too many people in this state vote their identity, whether it's the language they speak, whether it's their gender, or whether it's their skin, or whether it's their sexual orientation, or what have you. The Democrat Party has sold them for the past 60 years that if you're not a rich white male, the Republican Party is not for you. We've got to change that message. And a few events in my life enabled me to see the light. But I learned that Abraham Lincoln was actually a Republican, was the first Republican president. My eyes began to come open. But the biggest thing that opened my eyes was when I saw the NAACP and I saw my senators and my delegates all the way down the line supporting issues that the people of Prince George's County, the people of Baltimore City, the people of the state of Maryland disagree with, issues like illegal immigration, issues like same-sex marriage. I said, how is it that you're still in office? And so I got involved in the political process. I ran for Congress twice, and now I have decided to take on Ben Cardin. Why? Because Ben Cardin decided that he wanted to be the first senator to introduce Obamacare to the people of the United States. He came to Prince George's County to a room filled with a largely minority audience. Most of them were wearing their purple SEIU shirts that said, Healthcare for America Now. He brought out two black doctors to tell us how great government-run healthcare was going to be. And the whole room erupted in applause. Even the Republicans in the room were applauding. But I was not applauding. And when they opened it up for questions, I stood up and I asked my question and I said, are you going to tell me that you're going to make me buy healthcare against my will, whether I like it or not? And if I don't, you're going to fine me. Well, not only are they going to fine us, if we don't buy it, they're going to put us in jail. I said our founding fathers and the framers of our Constitution protected us with the Bill of Rights, the 9th and the 10th Amendment, so the government could not take this kind of freedom away from us. That was 2 years ago. I stood up to Ben Cardin. And after that event, I thought we had won. People started standing up all over the country. They said they awakened the sleeping giant. They went away on recess in August, and when they came back, again, it came back to Maryland. Steny Hoyer whipped up the votes to push that health care bill through, and on December 24th, the Senate voted to pass Obamacare. In March of the following year, the president signed it into law. We can't let that offense go unnoticed. We can't let that destruction of our liberty continue. 2012 is the year, ladies and gentlemen, that we take our country back. And I need your help. I need the help of everyone in Maryland to stand up for those freedoms we hold so dear. You see, if those of you who have gotten my literature, you see my top issues. Number one is repeal Obamacare. It is the crown jewel of socialism. Number two is end the IRS. 99 years ago, we passed the 16th Amendment, which allowed them to institute a progressive income tax. and it is through the progressive income tax that they spread the wealth around. That they give money to fail companies like Solyndra, to fail banks like AIG, to fail auto companies. They take money from you and they give it to their business associates. And the third issue, near and dear to my heart, is the protection of marriage. Many of you know what happened this past week. Many of you may have seen the debates between Martin O'Malley and Bob McDonald, where Martin O'Malley was the one pushing the social agenda. It is time for us to tell our governor and our legislators, do the business of the people, stop pushing a social agenda upon us, which we reject. Stop trying to control our minds, stop trying to control our conscience, stop trying to control our minds. Whether it's the healthcare mandate, whether it's the contraception mandate, whether it's telling us that we have to raise our kids to reject the values of our ancestors, to believe in God, this government has gone out of control and we have to turn it around. And the way we do that is by electing a Republican president and a Republican to the Senate and Republicans to Congress. And with your help, we can do that. Please vote for me on April 3rd. My website, votebro.com. Robert Broadus, thank you very much.